How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everybody. This is Brad Carter, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show, which is sponsored by Rand All Thor today. Rand All Thor is one of our billions of Patreon contributors, so thank you, Rand All Thor, for sponsoring the show. Whatever happens in the show today, good or bad, Rand All Thor gets full credit for it and takes full responsibility for it. Thank you, Rand All Thor. Today we're going to, hell if I know, make calls. I haven't prepared anything today, but it's okay. It's okay. Things are going to work out for the best. I'm sure of it. You guys are going to enjoy this show, so let's get started. On the last show, when I did that demonstration of how I could pull up my own account using a certain haircut place, I did that with several locations around my state and in other states and stuff. And on one of the calls, I ended up getting another customer's name and number. I really didn't even ask for it. She just kind of offered it. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll write this down. I'll type this in and see if it comes up over here. But yeah, I have another number here. One last haircut customer. Let's give her a call and see what happens.
Hello?
Hi, this is Gary from the Haircut Hut.
Yeah?
We cut your hair recently, yesterday. There's a small problem.
Like what?
When you were leaving, after the cashier turned back toward the store, you stole all the dum-dums from the counter. And you're only supposed to take one. You took the whole bowl.
We didn't take any. I can't take lollipops. I'm a diabetic.
Well, maybe you gave them to someone else, but you took them all.
No, I think you have you're the wrong person. What are you talking about?
It was definitely you. I mean, we watched it on the security camera, so you can't deny it.
Well, then you get the security camera because you're wrong. My grandson was in there. He got his hair cut. I got my hair cut, and it was a small girl who cut my hair, and I paid for both ours, and we left. And
did you steal the dum-dums for your grandson?
He's 20, for Christ's sake.
Well, I don't know. Is he diabetic?
Where are you located?
You seem like you're a little too old to be going around shoplifting.
Okay, well, then I'll tell you what. You call the police, I'll come in,
no.
And they'll check and they'll see.
We're not going to involve the police. I'm trying to be nice and just call you and tell you.
Well, don't be nice because you don't know what you're talking about. You're a liar.
Can you just bring it back?
You're a liar.
How am I the liar? You're the thief.
Is something wrong with you? Do you think you have the right number?
I'm sure I have the right number. We know exactly who you are, and you need to bring those dum-dums back.
Oh, don't
be
an
asshole.
You're supposed
to take one.
An asshole.
I know, I heard
you the
first
time. There were no dum-dums anyway. I think you're dum-dum. Let me speak to somebody.
We always have dum-dums on the counter. It's for the little kids.
Let me speak to a manager.
It's not for the old people to steal, like you.
Let me speak to the manager.
I am the manager.
Well, then you're pretty sad. Because if you think that we stole any, and if you have it on tape, I want to see it.
No good. Come over here and see it. And when you come, bring the dum-dums with you and the bowl. That's my bowl. I brought it from home. I want my bowl back.
I'm going to call the police now.
Good.
And I'm going to tell them.
Say hello, police.
Me.
I'm a thief.
And I'm going to say, no, I'm going to say, you take a picture, a look at that, and then you look at me and you see. And they're going to say, you owe her an apology.
Oh, I think you owe me an apology right now.
Oh,
you need to
it,
apologize.
Buddy.
Oh my gosh, did she say bite it? Bite it, buddy? She definitely got the last word there. I just looked her up on White Pages, and it looks like that's a Comcast phone, a home phone line. So I'm going to change my caller ID to Comcast. And it's just been a couple minutes, so she's still angry. I'm going to try and be Comcast, and I'm horrible at changing my voice, so she's probably going to recognize me, but what the hell, let's just see what happens if I pretend to be Comcast. Why not?
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. King?
Yes?
This is Dave from Comcast?
Yes?
And we've noticed you've been ordering a lot of pornography on your account, on your television, and we've had to restrict your account because you've ordered too much. You've gone over the $1,500 threshold.
Who is this?
My name is Dave from Comcast.
Hold on a minute.
All right.
Brandon, come here. I want you to tell me the truth. Are you ordering any pornography on that at all? Okay.
Okay.
Pardon me?
I didn't say anything?
I don't know, but I think you're the same person who just called and was giving me another problem.
I am not the same person that accused you of stealing dum-dums, so I don't appreciate the accusation. I don't know what your problem is. All I know is you're ordering a lot of porn.
Yeah. Who is this?
And I think it's hilarious that you had to ask Brandon if he was ordering porn.
Who is this?
I'm just a friend of Brandon's.
It's a friend of yours. From Jackie.
Hello?
Hey, Brandon.
Who's this?
It's Dave from Comcast. That lady, I don't know what her problem is. She's saying we're friends. I'm just some guy from Comcast.
Okay, what are you calling about?
Are you the one ordering porn, or is it her? Because we've had to restrict the account.
I'm not ordering anything. I've been ordering regular movies, man.
Here, give it to me.
And, well, no. Porn movies. Regular porn movies, maybe.
No. Let me have it. I'm going to tell my call the cops. You know who it is?
She's going to tell me she called the cops?
I don't know what this is about.
Oh, I told you what it's about.
If it's true, you could send a bill and then we'll pay for it.
Okay, well, no, yeah, we're going to send the bill. Of course you're going to pay for it. I'm just saying.
Okay, great. Then fucking charge it then.
Oh, don't curse at me. I'll turn off your account right now.
Then fucking do it, stupid cunt.
You just watch.
Thank you, Brandon.
Dr. Phil's going to just go off
now,
the air.
The cops are coming, and they have the number that you've called on, and they're going to take care of this problem.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. So I mean, don't think you're a friend of Brandon.
No. Me and Brandon, we're good friends. He's just playing along.
How is he?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you call here again, they told me to raise your hand every time you call. Thank you.
Really? You've already called them? I thought you were going to call them. I loved how you could hear her whispering to Brandon in the background, I'm going to tell him, I'm going to call the cops. Like, how could I not hear that? What the hell? At least she got a good laugh out of it in the middle. She thought it was funny. Hopefully, she'll think that Brandon put someone up to it, and she'll just eye her grandson suspiciously forever. I like that lady. She sounded like Judge Judy. Here's an apartment building submission from Nick. Nick says he doesn't really have an idea of what to do here, but he knows a majority of the management are total douche canoes. Douche canoes. That's today's word of the day. Douche canoes. Try and use that in a sentence before the end of the day, you know, just like in regular conversation. Nick says that his friend used to live there. You should have given me your friend's name so I could do an apartment reference check on him. He also gives me some sample apartment numbers, so I know what apartment number to say that I'm in, which is always useful. Thank you for that.
Liberty Ridge Apartments, this is Alexis. May I help you?
Hello, I'm a tenant here at Liberty Ridge.
Yeah?
And I just have a question.
Okay.
I run a raccoon rehabilitation place here in my living room, and the raccoons have kind of torn up the carpet, so I pulled all the carpet up, and I was just wondering, like, would you want the carpet for any reason? I mean, there's some areas that are still okay. You could use it for scrap or something. I don't know.
No.
Okay, so I'll just throw it in the dumpster then.
Okay. What apartment are you in?
In 104.
And which building?
K.
K. So this is Gabe?
Yep.
So, what about the raccoons, man? Are you just pulling my leg?
Oh, no. I run a raccoon rehabilitation. We take wild raccoons and just kind of train them to be house pets. And then, we take them to the animal shelter and people adopt them. But, you know, they start out pretty wild and, you know, they kind of, you know, they poop all over the carpet and they scratch it up and tear it up and they eat it and stuff. So there's, like, these giant bear areas all over the carpet. So I just took it out.
So this is a joke on Gabe, then, and K104, because you don't sound like him. Your voice doesn't sound like his.
No, I'm definitely Gabe. I'm just going to have hardwood.
Come on down to the office, and we'll have a talk.
Why?
Well, because if they're destroying, destroying the carpet, you know, you don't have a pet addendum, number one, and we wouldn't allow you to be doing a rescue thing.
Well, they're not pets. It's a rescue thing. You know, they're not pets.
Well,
they're not my pets.
That would have had to been okayed by the office, but you do need to come in.
But there's not going to be any more problems because I've taken the carpet out already. It's all hardwood now.
There is no hardwood. If you're on the bottom floor...
Well, you know what I mean. It's just, you know, it's solid now. They can't really destroy the floor now that the carpet's gone.
Yeah, I think I'm sending somebody up to the apartment.
Why? No, I don't want... You're not allowed to come up right now. I'm not sure why she would give me the name of the tenant in the apartment and then just suddenly decide that I'm not that person. I don't know. I tried to call back, but she's not answering now, so that was fun. Thank you, Nick. Oh, and I stole the raccoon rehabilitation idea from some other guy on some other prank call that was submitted to me. I can't remember if that made it into the show or not. I think it did. I'll have to use that more often, though. I think that's totally believable. Raccoon rehabilitation. Makes sense. So in the middle of doing my show here, I got an email that's saying JAG TV's live on the air on Prank Call Nation. So I tuned in for a second. And guess what I hear? Listen to this copycat. Just listen to this.
Wow, who gives you the fucking right to call my cell phone and talk to me like that?
You just hang up the phone and it'll be all over.
You could stop fucking calling me and hang up your goddamn phone.
No, you hang up your phone, motherfucker.
No, you know what? I'm not hanging up now, bitch.
You're not hanging up?
You want to fucking get off the phone? Hang the fuck. No, you want to get off the phone? You hang the fucking phone up.
No, you hang up the phone.
I'm not doing a goddamn thing.
No, neither am I.
I will mute you and let you fucking run up your fucking minutes all goddamn day.
You won't do it.
Oh, bet I won't?
You won't?
You want me to hang up because you're calling somebody else?
No, I just want you to hang up because I said so.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Hello?
It's not happening.
Tyler?
Yeah?
Hey, hang up the fucking phone, you little
nope.
bitch.
Who is this?
Hang up the phone. It doesn't matter who this is.
No, I'm not doing a damn thing.
Tyler,
who is this?
You need to hang up the phone, Tyler. Don't worry about who we are.
You called me.
No, you hang up the phone. I don't give a shit. You hang up the phone, you little bitch.
You called me.
I don't care.
He's
hang up.
He's talking to me. He thinks he has the fucking right to talk to me like that. He thinks I'm going to do whatever the hell he says.
Yeah, you both will.
He's fucking out of his damn eyes.
You both are going to hang up the phone right
now. Who the fuck is this?
I'm not being a goddamn thing. I already fucking told your ass.
All right.
I said, you want to fucking hang up on me, bitch.
Oh, I'm not hanging up. You're going to hang up. Both of you are.
You would think you would.
Yeah. Who the fuck is this?
This is Jimmy! You hang up the phone.
Okay, so who's the chick talking?
She's going to hang up the phone in a second, so it doesn't matter.
He thinks I'm going to hang up the phone in a second, and it does matter.
Okay, who is this?
This is Jimmy, I told you.
Not you, the chick.
Oh, ma'am, go ahead and explain who you are.
I'm not even answering that. Again, you called my cell phone, so you should know who I am.
No.
You don't know who I am?
When
that's
the
not my
hell did I
call
your cell phone?
You called me.
When?
I'm not even sure who I'm fucking talking to right now.
Well, somehow the dude knows me because he said my name.
No, I didn't say anybody's name. Whoever initially called me, who's referring to himself as Jimmy, whoever's referring to himself as Jimmy, called me from his phone. I answered it. He was looking for somebody else. I told him that this is not the number to contact that person anymore. He called me right back.
Just hang up
and
the phone.
And then has the nerve to tell me to fucking hang up the phone.
How did you guys get my number?
It doesn't matter.
And how do you know my name?
Hang up the phone, boys and girls. It'll be all over.
That's not me. That's this Jimmy person who called you, apparently Tyler. Tyler, I don't know this Jimmy person. And it doesn't sound like you do either. But that's fucking beside the point. He wants me to hang up the phone.
Okay, so
and I'm intentionally not going to hang up the
phone.
What is
your name so I know who I'm talking to?
It doesn't matter. Just hang
you
up the phone.
You can call me Betty. That's not my name, but you can call me Betty.
Okay, seriously, you guys are confusing the fuck.
Just hang up if you're confused.
I'm currently working, and I don't remember calling you or even who the hell you are.
Just hang up,
you know
Tyler.
My name.
Nobody likes you. Just hang up. Betty's going to stay
on. I'm hanging up.
Oh, so you're going to stay on the phone too?
How the hell are you calling somebody else?
Because they're going to hang up the phone.
What the fuck kind of weird-ass shit are you doing?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, hang up the phone, you motherfucker.
How are you going to sit there and talk to someone else on the phone and tell them to hang up and you fucking call them, prick?
All of you are just going to hang up the phone now.
Ma'am, he's trying to get a rise out of you, so
yeah.
Just ignore him.
Just hang it up. That's all I want. I just want you to hang up
his number
the phone.
And report his number.
You know
I
what?
Mute
you,
just to make it a dick, I'm not going to hang up the phone. I'm going to stay here and let my phone run.
Oh, you
won't
do it?
That's what I said, just to piss you off.
You guys won't do it. You don't have it in you.
So yeah, that's pretty amazing. That's what's happening right now on prankcallnation.com. JAG TV is calling up people and demanding that they hang up their phone. And he has three people on there refusing to hang up their phone all at once. And I'm missing it all because I'm sitting here recording this. I guess this is as good a time as any, though, to tell everyone that they should be listening to Prank Call Nation all the time, because there's a different show on just about every night of the week now. I think JAG TV is normally on Tuesdays, but for some reason he's on right now. I guess he's just bored. But on Wednesdays, we have Mop Writing with Dwight. Thursdays tonight, we have the Science Show, or Science, or whatever it's called, with Sloth. Friday is The Art of Phone Larking with G-Ad. Saturdays, nobody knows what's on Saturdays anymore. It used to be Brent Westwood, but he's kind of disappeared for most of this year. But there's always something on Saturdays. Someone jumps in and does a show. A lot of times it's me, and if it's not me, it's somebody else. And I think Carlito is moving to Sunday nights now. Madhouse Radio, Sunday nights. It used to be on Thursdays, but I think he's moving it to Sundays. Every night of the week, you can hear live prank phone calls on prankcallnation.com. To listen to it, you just go to prankcallnation.com/chat, and it takes some patience to get accepted into the chat room, because we have to manually approve you to come in, but it's worth the wait. Just be patient, hang in there, and you can hang out in the chat room 24 hours a day like me and a bunch of other people do. But if you're getting sick of me, if you're just tired of my phone calls, then prankcallnation.com, lots of good stuff on there. Live shows every night, unlike my pre-recorded shows that I've been doing most of this year. You can listen to live shows and participate. Change the direction of the show. And there's a lot of morning shows, too. A lot of the hosts will just, get bored and do stuff in the mornings. Like, if they don't have anything better to do, if they're off of work or whatever. This morning, Carlito and Neon was on the air for a couple hours, I think. Anyway, yeah, go to prankcallnation.com and listen to some live shows every single night. They usually start around 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Before I move on, let's check, maybe three voicemails, maybe four, I don't know, depending on how long they are.
Hey, Brad, what's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
First, I want to say, super. I think I know what RBCP stands for.
What RBCP stands for, if you didn't understand him, because I was talking over him.
Never mind, I don't really care, but I'm just leaving you a message just to tell you, man, I really love the show, man.
Aw.
I really do love the show, man. It helps bring joy to my heart.
And sadness to other people.
Let me get through today. Oh, okay. I'm going to be honest, man. Your show is just pretty terrible.
Aw.
It's pretty terrible, man.
Crap.
I was going to leave a supportive voicemail, but your show is that terrible. It's just repellent, man. I can't. I have to be honest with you. But, I've been reading the mail somehow, and I think the mail person must be accidentally dropping off where I live.
Oh,
so
crap. Not
I live
again.
In Quahog, Rhode Island, the fifth door by North Street.
First Olga, so come now by, you.
No, I'm sure you don't need it. I'm just going to rip it up.
No. Don't rip it up.
You're going to rip it up.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Just rip it up.
Okay, I'm done with this voicemail. It goes on for another 30 seconds. Ain't nobody got time for that. I'm moving on to the next one.
Hi, Brad. This is Sam Jenkins again.
Oh, great.
I've devoted the last entire couple of weeks looking through old archives and forums dating back to 1998.
Why does this sound like you're reading?
So far, I've only been able to come up with these. Really bad child predator. Reboot command prompt, racist bisexual clown parade, real Brad Carter, prankster.
Oh, that's a good one.
I really hope I've hit the nail on the donkey this time, but just as well, I've arranged to sneak Julian Assange out of the Ecuadorian embassy in exchange for information leading to you. That's all for now. Das vidanya.
I think I could hear him turning the pages on that voicemail. Sounded like an episode of PLA Radio or something. But yeah, he didn't figure it out yet. I liked those acronyms, but nope, he didn't figure it out.
I'm going to put a pencil to your head. I'm going to put a pencil to your head. I'm going to put a pencil to your head. I'm going to put...
You're going to put a pencil to my head? That's weird. Okay, next.
Hello, Mr. Carter. It is I, the Terminator.
Holy shit.
I'm the former bodybuilder. Can you guess who I am?
I cannot.
Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, crap.
I come to bump you up. You sick man! I love this show! You got to do more! More! So I can masturbate while I pump my dick up!
I'm doing as much as I can, I swear.
I want to meet you, Mr. Carter! I will send a child your way. It should be there in 3 hours, 59 minutes, and 15 seconds. Go, Mr. Carter. Get to the chopper!
I can't wait for that. You should do a promo thing for me, Mr. Schwarzenegger. You should, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're listening to the show, the Snowplow Show. But don't do it on voicemail, because that's stupid. You know, send me an MP3 to my email. Hey, speaking of promos, Rand All Thor sent me a promo while I was recording the show. Just came into my email. Usually it takes me forever to get to an email, but his, it just happened to show up. So whatever. I'm going to play his promo. It's a cool promo. Thanks, Rand All Thor, sponsor of today's show. Here's your promo.
This is Randall Thor of Cactus Security Concepts in Roy, New Mexico. You are listening to The Snowplow Show here on Prank Call Nation from the Phone Losers of America. Follow us on the Twitter machines, twitter.com/phonelosers. Just remember, obey the cactus.
I have a request from a roaming tigress. She wants me to call people who live in the Mohawk Garden Apartments. And she says, or he says, I don't know. It sounds like a girl name. If you're a male, sorry, you have a girl name. It says, the people at this apartment complex can be very snobby toward non-apartment dwellers. I walked my leashed dog through the complex once and had a woman threaten to have security set on me when I was behaving myself. So normally you don't behave yourself? There's a small parkette behind the complex. A parkette? What the fuck's a parkette? That sounds like a really snobby term for a small park. And you're calling these people snobby? Sorry. Okay, anyway. There's a small parkette behind the complex. I've never heard of the word parkette. I'm just guessing at the meaning. Here, let's check dictionary.com. What? A small park. Parkette. A small park. Usually open to the public and containing amenities like benches and children's play facilities. Unlike a normal park, because those don't have things like benches and children's play facilities. Definition number 2. A word that a snobby person would say. As she's calling someone else snobby. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, a fence separates the parkette from the apartment property. There is not one, but two. Not two, but three. No trespassing signs on the fence on the park's side. Tell them you live in the area, that you practice Shin Fui, and that the signs must be removed to restore harmony within yourself, and that they also must be more outgoing to non-apartment people for their spiritual wellness as well. She can't find the phone number to the landlord, but she has the White Pages information from all the people that live there. I don't know if White Pages is going to do much good on apartment people. White Pages is usually better for people who own houses and who have been there for a while. Apartment people, they move a lot. But this is a fancy, snobby apartment, so maybe they don't move. Maybe these will be good numbers. I don't know. Let's find out.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Hammond?
Pardon?
Is this Mr. Hammond?
No, Mr. Hammond isn't in.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm calling from Mohawk Apartments. I'm in the office. I just have a question.
You're phoning from where?
I'm calling from the apartment office. The Mohawk Apartments.
Yes?
Yeah, we've had a lot of complaints that your birds are too fucking loud. And you're going to need to, I don't know.
I don't have any birds.
Oh, you don't? It's weird, because I hear birds. I don't think I believe her for some reason, but... Okay, let's call her back.
Hello?
Hey, you need to shut those goddamn birds up. I'm calling from the apartment
office.
You
shut your mouth. You got anything to say to me, you come to my door.
Well, no, I'm just calling, so I don't have to make all that effort, you know?
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I don't want to.
I pay my rent, and I'll have what I want in my apartment.
I know,
so
but...
you keep quiet.
You do have birds, though. Like, you can't lie to me. Ma'am? Okay, she seemed to know who I was, though. I mean, so maybe this list is good. So that's a good thing. This could be fun. spend the rest of the show doing this. What kind of name is Mohawk Gardens, though? That's a weird name. Especially for a fancy place. Must be a Canadian thing. These are all in Canada, by the way. So, you know, Canada people are harder to anger than American people, normally. From my experiences, anyway.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Hack?
What's your name?
This is Greg from the Mohawk Apartments. Mohawk Gardens.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Hack?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Greg from Mohawk Gardens Apartments. From the office?
Yeah, from office?
Yeah, from the office down here at the apartment building.
Yeah?
Yeah, do you understand?
Yeah, I don't understand why.
You don't understand why I work in the office? I mean, it's my job, it's what I do.
Okay.
But I'm calling about a problem.
What's that?
Oh, well, it seems like we keep getting your mail here in the office. Like, you know, your mail's being delivered to us instead of your apartment building. You're forgetting to put your apartment number on your mail.
Like, no, it's I'm getting always every day, almost every day I'm getting my mail.
Yeah, but we're getting some of it. Like, some of it's coming here to the office.
I don't know which one is that.
Yeah, I'm tired of walking over there and putting your mail in your mailbox. That's not my job.
So I don't know why 604 is... I'm getting every day's mail in my mailbox.
Yeah. You're in 604, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to put your apartment number on, give that to the utility companies and stuff, because I keep getting your electric bills and everything.
Electric bill I don't pay.
Yeah. Well, I know that, but I'm just saying, your other bills. And I'm getting personal letters from, like, your relatives that live far away.
The letters are in my name?
Yes, it's in, H-A-Q-U-E, and a bunch.
Yeah.
Two different names.
What's the letter from where? Can you explain that?
One letter, it says it's from the Canadian Army, and it says you're being drafted. You have to join the Army. You're joining the draft. You've been drafted.
No. This,
you're going to war.
I think these are not is a kind of advertisement or something like that. I think that's the mail.
Oh no, this is from the Canadian Army. This was a registered letter. I had to sign for it and everything. And it says you are being drafted and we're going to war against America.
I don't know why. I'm an elderly person.
Oh, yeah, but they don't care anymore. I mean, you know, like they need all the help they can get now, these days. Nobody wants to join the military. So your age doesn't matter. They're going to be putting you on the front lines, you know, to protect the younger, you know, more energetic people that are useful to the Army, to the Canadian Army.
Oh. Okay, so...
Yep, you're drafted.
Okay. So could you please send me the letter, please?
Oh, no, it's mine now. I'm going to rip it up. I'm just going to rip up all your mail.
Pardon?
I'm just going to rip it. I don't want to bring it over to you. I don't feel like it. I'm tired of bringing your mail to you.
So I don't know why those letters are coming to you, because everybody knows my address. Everybody knows.
Yeah, well, you need to tell them all that you're in unit 60-whatever, he said. 604.
Yeah,
you got to tell them that, so they write to the right place. Like, you need to call the draft board here in Canada. Say, you know what? Maybe you won't have to go to war since they didn't send the letter to the right place.
No, I don't know who sent this letter. What is their address? I don't know anything.
Oh no, the address is here. It's on the return address. Nope. It's definitely you. It's for you. I get all kinds of letters for you. I usually just rip them up.
I don't know why it's going to you.
Yeah, I just rip them up because I don't want to deal with it. I'm tired of getting your mail. I'm not a goddamn postman, you know?
So, what is is your name, please, if safe?
H-A-Q-U-E. That's your
no,
name.
No, no, your name, please.
Oh, my name is Greg, I think I said. I'm not sure. I forget. I always use different names every time I call people, and I completely forget by the time they ask me again. And you know how it is.
Now I understand.
You understand what?
Yeah. Okay.
What do you understand?
I understand it's a wrong mail.
No, no, it's your mail. It's under your name.
Yeah.
We get your mail all the time. Do you want to?
I'm getting my mail every day here.
I know, but some of it you're not getting because it comes to me. Do you want to come and get it right now, down here at the office?
In your office?
Yeah, yeah, down here at the office. The apartment office, Mohawk Gardens, apartment office.
Okay, so I'm coming to you.
Yeah, yeah, you want to come and get it?
Okay, okay.
Well, too bad, because I'm not going to give it to you. Actually, I'm going to take your letters and I'm going to rip them in pieces. Ripping them up. Ripping them all to pieces. In the Canadian Army, they're going to come over and call you. They're going to say you're AWOL.
Okay.
And you're going to get in trouble.
Are you in your office?
Yeah, yeah, I'm in the office right now.
So.
Rip.
You want me to come to the office now?
No, I'm ripping up your mail. You can't have it. It's mine now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you.
Bye.
For not getting angry. That was really boring.
Really boring.
Okay. Wow, so three in a row now. I deleted one because it was boring, by the way, so you only heard two. But these all seem to be real names. There's no first names on these. They're all initials. First initial, last name. That guy's name was Hack. Let's try the next one on the list. And I'm sorry, that one was really boring. I know that wasn't funny at all. I should delete that one, too. I need to say something about the parquet.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Davidson.
Speaking.
Hey, this is Greg from the office here at the Mohawk Gardens.
Greg, from which office?
From the apartment office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
who's
you know.
Greg?
I'm sorry, what?
Who is Greg?
Well, I work in the security office.
I see.
I run all the cameras and stuff.
Right.
And we have video of you in the parquet. And,
yes.
Yeah, you were in the parquet and you were using drugs. And you left all your drug paraphernalia behind.
Excuse me?
You know, you heard me. Yeah, we caught you.
I don't do drugs.
We put
you out of it.
We put a camera up, and we caught you on camera doing drugs. You're shooting drugs with the needle.
No way, not me.
Oh, it was too. I recognize your face on
What's
the camera.
What's your last name, Greg?
Gerbel.
Gerbel.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here in the security office. I watch all the security cameras here at the apartment.
Okay, I'm coming downstairs right now.
Oh, no, you can't come in. I'm busy watching the monitors. I'm just saying.
That's fine. You can come out. I'm going downstairs right now.
Why? We caught you. Like, don't be mad at me because you got caught.
Caught?
Yeah, you got caught doing...
Doing what? I never did anything.
We have a strict no drug use policy here at the complex.
That's fine. I don't use any.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't. That's something that a drug user would say. They would lie and say, oh, I don't use any. Not me.
I don't lie, and I don't use drugs.
Yeah, yeah. That's something a drug user would say. Drug users are always like, oh, I don't lie. I don't use drugs. I'm a Christian. But no.
Did I say anything about being Christian?
Nope, you didn't.
I didn't say
I'm just
anything
giving examples.
That.
But listen, we're on to you. And you need to stop hanging out in the parquet and selling drugs to children.
Pardon?
But we caught you on camera.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. I'm going to tape this and call the police.
What? No, you're not. Why?
Yes, I am.
You're going to call the
police? Yes, I am.
Hello, police. My apartment complex caught me doing drugs. Arrest them. What do you think is going to happen there?
You are out of your mind. Good night.
No, I'm completely sober. You're the one that's on drugs. I wish there were first names on these. And I also wish I was doing this show live, just like on the last show. I wish I was doing it live so I can steal all of your ideas. But I'm not. Jag TV's on the stream. I can't. It's all his fault. Thanks a lot, Jag TV.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Cotton. Holy shit. What did I just cause? Oh my god. Roaming Tigress, Trigress, whatever your name is, I think me and you might be named in a murder investigation soon. Because I don't know what just happened. I almost want to call back and make sure she's okay, but that'll probably just cause more problems. She'll end up knocking over a candle and setting the apartment building on fire, probably. Oh man, what was that? So did you give me an old people's retirement home to prank or something? Is that what this is? Because they're not snooty, they're just grouchy and old. I'm afraid to call any of these now. I'm seriously a little freaked out now. Oh man, okay. Alright, moving on. Maybe I'll start calling everyone and asking them, if they know Mrs. Cotton. Can you go check on Mrs. Cotton? I think she's hurt.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Marzoli?
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Marzoli?
Yeah, just hold on.
Okay, don't trip over anything.
No, I'm just muting the TV.
They're looting it? Oh, okay.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Kevin from the office here at the Mohawk Gardens apartment.
Kevin? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, down here at the security office.
Oh, what happened? What's wrong?
Oh, no. Well, it's just that, you know, we have cameras all over the place, and,
I've never seen any around.
Well, they're really small. They're really tiny cameras. No one can see them.
Yeah, so?
Well, we saw you snatch a lady's purse when you were...
No, you did not.
Oh, yes, I did. It's on the camera. The camera doesn't lie.
No way.
Yeah, you were coming toward your apartment and you snatched Mrs. Cotton's purse. Do you know Mrs. Cotton by chance?
No.
Okay, yeah, she lives here too, and you snatched her purse. And she wants it back.
You gotta be kidding. This is a mistake or something?
Oh, no, it's definitely you. We saw it on the camera, Did you just...
When was this?
Oh, it was yesterday afternoon.
Yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. Can you recall, by chance, snatching a purse?
No.
Yeah.
I went over to the bank, and I went to Big V. I took a cab over and a cab back.
Oh, yeah. We have you on camera. Wait, which bank did you go to?
Scotia.
Oh my goodness, because I was reading in the paper, and I heard that they got robbed yesterday afternoon.
Oh, be good.
Did you rob the bank?
No, don't be silly.
Come on, did you can tell me, I won't tell anyone.
No, I didn't rob the bank.
Well, somebody robbed it, and you just happened to be there on the same day that you snatched someone's purse?
Well, is this a joke or something?
Oh no, I wouldn't joke about something this serious.
Well, neither would I, but I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't know
what
I
didn't take any. I didn't take anybody's purse.
And you were carrying like a... Okay, it shows on the camera you're carrying like a nylon bag with dollar signs on the side of it.
No, I don't have such a thing.
I know. I think. Did you get that from the bank?
No.
Because that's the kind of bag that they keep money in.
No, not me.
Yeah. I mean, it makes perfect sense now, because we have you on security camera with a bunch of, you know, bags of money with dollar signs on the side. And
come on already. You're pulling my leg.
No, I wouldn't kid. I'm a Christian. I don't joke.
I don't even know whose Kenny is. I've heard of you.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't work in the regular office. I work in the security office in the back. I just watch out for troublemakers like you.
That's funny.
No, I'm not kidding. I would never kid.
So, I don't understand that. I was just over to Scotia Bank and the Big B, and I took a cab over and a cab back.
Oh, what time were you at the Scotiabank?
I forget now. I don't remember what time I went over.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to look at the newspaper article.
It was starting to sprinkle rain at the time.
I'll have to see if my security footage matches up with the bank robbery.
Well, you can ask Fred. You know Fred in here?
Yeah, I know Fred.
Yeah, well, I met him over there. He was coming from Tim Hortons.
Oh, good old Tim Hortons.
Yeah, he was buying something over there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. Well, I'm just calling to let you know that you can't snatch purses anymore, but I can let you get going. And really, you should go over to Mrs. Cotton's apartment and check on her and give her her purse. And
I don't have her purse. And where does she live?
Well, she's in apartment 520.
Upstairs?
Or no, I'm sorry. Apartment 319?
I don't even know her.
Oh, yeah. You should go ask her. Say, hey, did someone steal... am I the one that stole your purse?
Well, I'd like to see the shot you have on the camera, too.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can show that to you. It's down here at the office.
Huh.
Yeah, we'll show you. But no,
that's
just...
odd.
You're just not allowed to do that. It's against our policy. You're not allowed to steal purses here.
I haven't done that, no.
Oh, okay. All right,
wasn't me on the camera.
I totally believe you, then.
Well, I should hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be 80. I'm not going to steal somebody's camera.
I mean, someone that robs a bank, they would never lie to me.
I didn't rob a bank. I wouldn't have the nerve to do that.
Why not, you're though?
Just,
I mean...
You're just phoning to upset me. Will you please stop?
I'm not going to call you again. It's just a one-time thing.
Well, I should hope not.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're just upsetting me.
I don't mean to upset you. I'm just saying that you can't be stealing purses from our...
I don't steal purses. You're nuts.
Okay. I don't think I'm nuts. It's right here on the camera.
Well, can I not see it and prove it was me?
Yeah, let me bring it up here. I'll display it on your video phone. Okay, are you looking at the
video? I don't have a video.
Oh, darn. I can't show you then.
I think you're full of baloney.
I'm a vegetarian, ma'am.
I don't think you even live here.
Okay, well, I'm going to get back to reviewing my security footage.
Yeah?
So I'll talk to you later, then. You really should go over to 319 and check on Mrs. Cotton, though.
319?
Yeah,
Mrs. Cotton.
Yeah, ask her.
I think you're pulling my leg.
Oh,
I'm
no, she'll tell you over in 319. She'll tell you. She'll be like, oh, someone took my purse. She's like...
Where was she? Did I take it off her arm or something?
Yeah, you just, like, grabbed it off her arm and ran.
Bullshit. Ran, sure, my age, I'd run.
I don't know, maybe you were on speed or something.
Well, come on. Will you stop the police or I'll call the police on you?
No, don't call the police. No, I work for the police. I'm a security monitor looker person. But okay, yeah, I gotta get back to my security monitoring job.
Oh, you're so full of shit.
Try not to rob any more banks while you're out tomorrow.
Oh, come on. You're so nuts.
Oh, no, you're the one that's nuts.
No, me, I'm just watching Murdoch Mysteries here.
Murdoch Mysteries?
Yep.
Is that a TV show that's named called Murdoch?
Murdoch Mysteries.
Huh, I never heard of that. I should watch that while I watch the security cameras.
He's on 70. You don't have a TV down there.
Yeah, we have a TV. What channel is it on?
79.
79. Okay, all right. I'm going to turn it on right now. It'll be like we're together, watching television together.
No.
Maybe I'll call you later and we can just talk about the plot and stuff.
No, it's just about over. It's over at 10 anyway.
Oh, crap. Okay.
It just came on.
Okay, all right.
I was watching some recording stuff.
Yeah.
On my PVR.
Okay, I'll let you get back to it then.
Yeah, okay.
Have a nice night.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
That lady was awesome. I hope she does go check on Mrs. Cotton. I should have told her to tell Mrs. Cotton I said hi. I wanted to ask everyone to check on Mrs. Cotton.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Johnson?
Yes.
Hey, this is Carlito. I'm calling from the Mohawk Apartments front office.
Oh? Yeah, yes.
Yeah, listen, I'm in the security department. And,
Pardon?
I'm in the security department. I run the security cameras, all the security cameras we have here at the complex.
Oh,
And you've been...
I don't think so.
No, you've been caught on tape. We caught you. We saw what you did.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, and you wanted to give that to me?
No. We saw what you did. We have a camera over in the parquet behind the building.
Yeah.
And we saw you selling drugs to children.
You did not.
Yes, we did. We caught you. We put a camera up there to catch you because we're sick of this.
Yeah, right. You know where to put it.
You're leaving needles behind.
Behind.
I think she means like in your ass or something.
She hung up.
Yeah.
Okay, if that call that I just did there, if that sounds familiar, that's because I jumped on the air with Trainwreck and Carlito and Neon. They were doing a show after Jag TV did his show, and we did that call on the air on Trainwreck's show. But anyway, I'm going back to the next one now, and then I'm going to stop doing the show for a while and listen to Sloth.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Prince?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from the front office here at Mohawk Gardens.
Yeah?
And we need to ask you to stop flushing sand down your toilet.
Me flushing sand down the toilet?
Yeah.
I've never done that in my bloody life.
Oh, no, we've got it on camera. We've got a camera in your bathroom, and we saw you flushing sand down the toilet.
Sand?
Yeah. I don't know why you would do that. You keep flushing all your sand down the toilet.
Flushing sand down the toilet?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. You got to cut that out.
Jesus Christ.
I know. It's stupid. Quit being so stupid.
I honestly can't believe this.
What's hard to believe about it?
Why in the hell would I flush sand down the goddamn toilet?
I don't know why you would. You need to stop it, though. We've got cameras in your bathroom, and we can see you do it every time.
Every time?
Yeah, we have security cameras.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, we have security cameras in your bathroom.
Good.
And we keep catching you, flushing sand
down
the
toilet. You don't keep catching me because I don't flush the goddamn stuff down the toilet.
Yes, you do. We saw it every time. We've got it on tape. And you better stop it. Also, hey, you live by Mrs. Cotton, don't you?
Well, I don't know who she is.
Oh, well, why don't you get out and meet people sometimes,
I go out all the time and meet people.
Well, how do you not know Mrs. Cotton? She's like the most outgoing person here in the complex.
I know. You just ask anybody in the goddamn complex. Everybody knows me.
Okay, let me ask Mrs. Cotton.
I'm happy with everybody.
How do you not know Mrs. Cotton if you know everybody? She lives over in 319.
Yeah. I know the people to talk to.
You should go over to 319 and...
flushing shit down the toilet. I don't flush bloody sand down the toilet. Where would I get the sand to flush down the toilet?
Oh, because you dumped sand all over your apartment floor for a beach theme?
No, I did not. You got somebody else.
No, we're sure it's you.
You got the wrong person.
We have cameras.
No goddamn way did I flush sand down the toilet and a beach scene and everything else. You got somebody else. Go look for somebody else. It fucking wasn't me.
I'm sure it was you because I'm looking at your cameras right now and I can see you on the phone sitting in your beach living room.
I'm not sitting. I'm standing.
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean. I mean that this is bullshit.
Yeah, well, you're the one that says you know everyone and you don't even know Mrs. Cotton.
There's lots of people I don't know by the name, but I know them.
Oh, that's weird, because I could have sworn you said you know everyone.
What are you being such a smart ass with me for? I didn't do a goddamn thing. I don't bother with anyone. I haven't got any enemies in here or anything else. And I don't flush sand down the goddamn toilet.
Well, you started it, because you started cursing at me and just having an attitude.
I think you're just trying to nail me for some damn thing that I don't even understand why.
Nailing
it wasn't
you.
Me anyways.
Oh, no, we installed...
Flushes sand down the toilet. You would have to have sand to flush down the toilet.
I know.
I don't have any sand in this bloody place to start with.
Why do you have all that sand in your apartment? That's weird. Like, who does that?
I don't have sand in my apartment.
Okay.
And that's not weird. It's you can come up to goddamn apartment right now and you can find sand.
It's not weird that you have sand in there? I think it's weird. I don't put sand in my apartment.
I don't have sand in here.
All right, if you say so, whatever.
I think you're just trying to pull a bullshit with me.
Just please stop, okay? Just please stop, because it ruins the drainage, you know? We have to call plumber.
It doesn't drain nothing from here. I don't shove stuff down the bloody toilet.
We installed detectors inside the drain pipes.
Keep on looking at somebody else's place. Don't look at mine. You can look at mine anytime.
Okay.
Where would I get the goddamn sand to shove down the bloody toilet?
You had it delivered. You bought it in bulk, so you got a cheap price.
You're full of shit.
No, you are.
You are.
No, you are. Okay, I think that call makes up for me killing Mrs. Cotton. So I feel a little better now.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Rohr?
Yes?
Hey, this is David. I'm calling from the office here at Mohawk.
Oh, yeah, it's downstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, do you know Mrs. Cotton?
Mrs. Cotton? No.
Yeah, she lives over in 319.
Uh-huh.
And she says you snatched her purse today and ran away.
Who the hell is this?
I'm calling from the front office, the security office.
I think this is a bullshit call.
What? No, don't use that kind of language with me. That's rude. But, yeah, you can't be snatching purses here of our other residents. It's very rude.
What the heck? Jim, there's someone on the phone saying I stole someone's purse today, 319. They asked Mrs. Rohr.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Rohr?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, your wife stole someone's purse today, like someone here in the complex. Your wife stole someone's purse today here in the complex?
No, she didn't.
And we need her to give it back.
Excuse me?
We need her to give it back. That's Mrs.
Yes, bye.
That's Mrs. Cotton's purse. Oh, that was boring.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Bailey?
Yes?
Hey, this is Stephen from the Mohawk Gardens here at the front office.
Yes?
And I just needed to let you know that tomorrow it's your turn to mow the grass. So you have to come down here at 8 in the morning and mow the grass with the lawnmower. So, we just needed to remind you, it's your turn to mow the grass.
At 88, I'm gonna mow the grass?
Yeah, you have to. We all take turns. Like, you don't have to mow it every week, but it's your turn. You only have to do it, like, twice a year. But, yeah, you're gonna...
At 8 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Yep, 8 a.m. You have to be down here at the office and mow the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I believe you.
Okay, that's good. Okay, great.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Who am I speaking to?
Steven from the front office.
Okay.
I'll see you tomorrow. Bring your gardening gloves. Wear your blue jeans. Don't wear any new white shoes because they'll get grass stains all over them. All right, bye.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Piggy Nano?
Yes, who's speaking?
This is Dave from the front desk down here at the Mohawk Gardens apartment.
Yeah?
And I just needed to remind you that tomorrow it's your turn to mow the grass.
Tomorrow is my turn to what?
You have to mow the grass. You have to use the lawnmower and mow all the grass around the building.
Well, what is that now? The tenant has to do?
We all take turns mowing the grass, and tomorrow it's your turn. You have to mow the grass.
Who's speaking? Excuse me. I'm just surprised.
Oh, yeah. My name is Steve. I'm calling from the office down here at Mohawk Gardens.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's your turn to mow the grass.
You are serious?
Oh, yes, of course. And I just wanted to remind you and let you know You should probably wear some blue jeans, but don't wear nice shoes because they'll get all stained by the grass, you know? You should wear some old shoes.
You mean the grass is on the front of the building?
Yeah,
the grass?
All around the building and in the parquet. Don't forget the parquet. That's important. Yeah, you have to mow all the grass on the entire property with the lawnmower.
That's new for me. Never has been told to anybody. That.
Yeah, I think last year when you were supposed to do it, you flaked out.
Last year, I just moved it to March.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's why you don't know about it. Yeah, you have to mow the grass about once a year. All of our residents take their turn.
What if tomorrow I'm busy?
Oh, no, you
what
can't
do
be.
I have to do?
You can't be busy tomorrow. You have to mow the grass. You have to mow all the grass around the building and out by the street, around the trees. And Mrs. Cotton, do you know Mrs. Cotton? She's going to be giving you orders. She's going to be following you around with the megaphone.
I don't know Mrs. Cotton. I know Beverly. I know Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. Ed.
Oh,
the
Mr. Ed.
I know,
of course. Yeah, Mrs. Cotton lives
security.
Yeah, Mrs. Cotton lives in 319. Yep. She's going to be telling you what to do. She's your supervisor tomorrow.
Well,
okay.
What time I have to be down?
8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you know, this is new for me. Anyway, okay, I'm going to be down. I'm going to see Beverly or Lynn.
Okay, yeah.
Because I don't know Mrs. Cotton.
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning, and wear some old pants and old shoes so you can mow all the grass.
Huh. Okay.
And, yeah, okay. All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bye. See you then. Oh, I hope she dresses for it. That'll be the best thing ever.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Barbadoro?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yes. We just need... I'm calling from the front office here at the Mohawk Gardens Apartments. And we need to just ask you to quieten it down in there. You're being too loud for the other residents.
Where?
In your
sleeping.
No, in your apartment. You're having a party or something. You gotta be quiet.
Party? I'm all by myself all the time. What party?
No, I don't know. Just cut it out. Quieten down. Settle down in there.
Well, who am I talking to?
My name is... I forget what name I said. I'm calling from the Mohawk Gardens, the front office. The office.
Front office for downtown?
Huh? Oh, no, here at the complex, here at the apartments.
Your downstairs area?
Yep.
Well, hold on, I'll come down and see you.
Really? Right now you're going to come down?
Well, you woke me up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess you may as well. Yeah.
Unless you want to come up.
Oh, no, I don't want to come. I can't leave the front, the office right now. I got to attend the office.
Well, wait there. I'll be done in 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, hurry up, okay? Because I don't have all night. Hurry up. Get dressed really quick. Try not to break your hips. Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Okay. There were 3 pages of these on the White Pages page. Actually, it's the Canada411.ca page. And I'm on the 3rd page now, so I guess I'm about done with these. I'm running out of things to say to him, though. I don't know what to say. I can say the thing that Roaming Tigress told me to say, which is... I practice Shin Fui, and the no trespassing signs need to be removed to restore harmony within yourself. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Let's try this next one.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Saxton?
Yeah.
Hi, this is David from the office here at Mohawk Gardens. You know, down here at the front?
No. Who is it?
I'm with the apartment building that you live in. I'm here at the front desk, here at the office.
Oh, which David?
Oh, you know, I work in the security office. You probably never seen me. I just watch the security cameras mostly.
Oh, why are you calling me?
We need to ask you to learn how to use a recycle bin, because you've been throwing all your trash in the wrong compartments.
Oh.
You know, you got to separate your paper.
How do you know it's me? It's on my chest.
Oh, because we watch. We have security cameras everywhere, and we have security cameras in your kitchen, and we watch you throw them in the wrong bins.
In my kitchen?
Yeah, we have a security camera there in your kitchen.
In what kitchen? Well, in my apartment?
Yeah, inside your apartment. We watch everything, and we keep seeing that you're throwing things in the wrong can and stuff.
Oh.
And you just have to stop that. You have to learn how to recycle properly.
Oh.
You know. To make the earth...
Why are you calling me this time of night?
It's to make the earth a better place for our children and our children's children.
Is it just me that's throwing trash?
Yep, you're the only one in the entire complex. You're mucking up the whole works for everyone.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, you are. You're throwing cardboard in your regular trash.
I don't have cardboard.
And, well, you know, not the thick cardboard, like boxes and stuff from your cooking.
No, I take boxes down to the garbage room.
Right, but you throw them in the wrong one. You throw them in the regular trash instead of the cardboard trash. Paper trash. So cut it out. Or else.
Where are you from?
I'm in the security office here in the complex.
What's your name again?
Oh, what did I... Doug. I think maybe I said Doug.
You're Doug.
Yep, Doug from the...
I thought you said you were David.
Why'd you ask then, huh? Huh? Why'd you ask? If you already knew my name, why would you ask my name?
You are, but you shouldn't be calling me at this time of night.
Well, I was just trying to get you back for not recycling.
Okay, bye now.
All right, bye. Have a nice night. Sweet dreams. Sleep well.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Hughes?
Yes?
Hey, this is Kevin from Bell Canada, the phone company.
Yes?
And we need to have a little talk about your phone bill. Like you're calling...
Well, you picked a good time to call.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad. I didn't want to pick a bad time to call.
No, it's after... I don't know what time it is, but I've been asleep.
Oh, okay. Well, why is it a good time then? I don't understand. Would you prefer I call when you're sleeping?
Don't be stupid for Christ's sake.
What? She said it was a good time to call. I don't understand.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cherry?
Yes?
Hi, this is Brad from the front office here at the Mohawk Gardens.
Yes?
And I just needed to ask you a quick question.
I'm listening.
Okay. Were you hanging out in the parkette tonight?
No.
Okay, all right. Because, yeah, we saw someone, they stole... one of our no trespassing signs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and we're pretty sure it's you.
Well, why did things like that happen in this neighborhood?
I don't know. We usually don't have any...
pranking?
Huh?
Some youngster pulling a prank?
Maybe, I don't know. But, yeah, someone said...
I haven't left the apartment all day.
Oh.
I didn't even go downstairs at all.
Someone said that they saw you in the park at... you were practicing your Shin Fui?
No.
And you're trying to restore the harmony within yourself with your Shin Fui?
No.
For spiritual wellness?
No. So those days are done.
Oh, you're not really into restoring your harmony anymore?
Well, I still remember my Tai Chi, and it comes in handy when I need it.
Yeah, okay. But you didn't see who stole the sign when you were down there practicing your Tai Chi?
I wasn't downstairs at all for any reason whatever.
Oh, no, we saw you on the camera. I'm sorry, what?
I didn't even go downstairs to the mailbox.
Oh, no, we saw you on the camera. We saw you on the camera, and you were down there practicing your Shin Fui.
No.
Yep, it was definitely you. So
no.
So if you're pretending that you weren't there, you must be the one that's guilty. You must have stolen the sign. I bet you hung it up on your bedroom wall.
You were downstairs in the office now?
Yeah, I'm in the security office.
I see.
Yep. Okay, well, listen, stop stealing our signs. Those are expensive. I have to pay upwards of $15 to replace those. That's just rude, stealing our signs like that. You know...
That's all. Good night.
What do you mean, that's all? What? All right, that's an interesting way to end a call. I'm going to start trying that myself. Whenever I get a telemarketer, I'm just going to say, that's all.
Hello?
Oh, hey, I forgot to tell you, we also have a delivery here, like a large crate that you need to come down and pick up in the mail.
I think you had the wrong number.
Oh, no, it's for you. It's for Mrs. Todd.
Where is it?
Oh, it's down here in the front office, and it's very large. It's a big wooden crate, and it has holes drilled into it. I think there's a giant animal inside.
Can't be.
What do you mean it can't be?
I wouldn't ever have a giant animal in here.
I can hear it scratching inside. It sounds pretty... It's growling. It sounds really huge.
Not mine.
It's
you must have a wrong number.
It's like 10 foot by 10 foot... It's a really big box.
No, it's not mine.
And, well, you need to come down and pick it up and bring it up to your apartment.
I don't think so.
Can you come down first thing in the morning?
Is it at the office?
Yeah, it's here in the office.
Where does it say it's from?
It's in a envelope thing. It's inside of a plastic, I can't read it.
All right, maybe tomorrow.
Philadelphia Zoo is what it says. Philadelphia Zoo.
Well, there wouldn't be anything sent to me because I would never have an animal.
I think it's a tiger or something.
Nah, bye.
It's... Oh, man, Mrs. Todd, she was the last one to call. I'm all out of numbers. Crap. Okay, well, yeah, I think that pretty much took up the rest of my time today. So I'm just going to call it a day. This is going to be the end of the show. Thank you, Roaming Tigris. I don't even know how to pronounce that. It's one of those two, I'm sure. Thank you for the submission, all the old people. Thank you for causing me to probably kill Mrs. Cotton. Maybe I'll save this tomorrow and I'll have someone, you know, go check on her. I'll save the list. I'll call the front office. But yeah, thank you for thinking that old people are snobby. I sure enjoyed them. So that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you don't hate me now just because I killed an old person. I'm sure it's not the first one I've killed. Be sure to follow PLA on MySpace. MySpace.com/PLA Radio. And also, everyone should give this a try. Go to, Craigslist and look at stuff for sale and just call up the number that you see in the ad that's for sale. And when they pick up, say, hey, hang up your fucking phone. You hang it up. Hang it up, motherfucker. Copy Jag TV's new idea and see what happens. Because apparently it's super easy to get people to not hang up their phone. Try it out, see what happens, and report back to me with your findings. This is scientific research. It's a social experiment. Call up people and tell them to hang up the phone. In fact, pick someone from your address book in your phone. You know, just call up somebody that you know, but maybe somebody that won't recognize your voice, and just command them to hang up the phone. See what happens. Call up a relative of yours. Call up, like, your grandma or something. Command her to hang up the phone. I should have tried that with these apartment people, but oh well, I forgot. I didn't think of it. Rest in peace, Mrs. Cotton. That's all.
That's his name? Look at those black thick plastic glasses frames. Get a load of him bussin' raps with his goofy ass hair and his western shirt with the button snaps. He ought to keep his food chute shut, rhyming in his H&M denims with the boot cut. From his feet to his head, that dude doesn't have any street cred.
Street cred. I don't have a lot of street cred, and I don't think that it's a secret. It's clear I'm not a hard MC with STREETCRED.
Difficult hip-hop singing when you didn't have a typical rap upbringing. I never sold coke or PCP. I moved fro-yo at the TCBY. Never shot a proper gun, just the Nintendo Duck Hunt one and a Super Soaker water gun. The Crip Gang, I wasn't in it, dog. Just the youth group at my synagogue. Yeah.
Thugged out, not even close. Cub Scouts, we were loose. I didn't battle like 8 Mile. Oh, I competed, but high school team debate style. Never wrote no graffiti, just thank you notes for gifts on my B-Day. Probably should have gone pre-med. Instead, I'm an MC without a shred of street cred. I was not a little street kid. No, I was wholesome like whole wheat bread. And now I rock the party with no S-T-R-E-E, T-C-R-E-D. I can't pop like a zit can, I can't lock like a kickstand, but in fifth grade, I played Tevye and danced and lip synced to If I Were a Rich Man. Raise the roof! And I got to tell ya, my beatbox, not stellar, but I did do vocal percussion in college a cappella. Dukach, dukach, dukach. Did I ever rob a store? No. I did once shoplift a softcore porno mag from a newsstand at the airport. I was scared I'd be sent off to jail for it. But do you think that they caught me and threw me in juvie? Not me, I got away scot-free. My face would have been beet red, but at least with a jail bid, I'd have had a little bit of street cred. I am not a foolish meathead, and I'm also not conceited. I know that there's no part of me with S-T-R-E-E, D-C-R-E-D. Oh, street cred, ooh, jim jim jow, jim a jing jow, street cred, ooh, ah, ah, street cred, ooh, dim 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 dim, dim street cred, ooh. Yeah, ba da 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 ba